This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I got an email from my commercial agent that said, "Do you look like your headshot?" Which I gotta say is a fantastic neg.
I'm Brandi Posey, and look, Ernest was kind of sexy. Don't at me.
Okay.
I'm in.
I'm Tess Barker, and not gonna stop drinking red wine or coffee, so it's time for some fake teeth, I guess?
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a cigarette?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Yeah, welcome
We're
to
the
show.
Roller coaster.
Yeah, woo.
Know what I mean, Vern?
I mean,
is that what you're imagining?
Yeah.
Him saying?
I mean, he's like kind of hot, right?
Yeah,
like a little bit. Yeah, Jabari's hot.
I totally get where you're coming from.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but he's like confident and stupid.
Yeah,
it's kind of great.
Very attractive qualities.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Just no, like, I'm agreeing.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I also, know. I think his voice is a little sexy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he got that like deep kind of like baritone.
Yeah.
And he's like got a good mouth. You know what I mean?
I didn't go that far. I guess I wasn't. Yeah. The thing is, I'm not coming to it from already thinking about it.
Yeah.
So now you're just telling me to think about his mouth independently.
And he does have like that, like, Mr. Like, whoa.
I mean, if you're not thinking of Slinky going down on you, then that's good.
No, it's not. I'm thinking about the real person.
Slinky?
He does the voice for fucking Slinky in Toy Story, which I just saw. So that's my last association.
Is he still alive?
No.
No, but I think they had a sound alike for the last one, I
guess.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh.
They must have.
Yeah, they did.
Unless they like strung together clips of him or something.
Which is also very possible. Who knows? Our guest today, she has an amazing web series called CEO Skyscraper and a great one-woman show called Me and Jack, Mary Houlihan.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me in the garage. Lock the gates.
Lock the gates. We do have a gate that gets locked.
Yeah, it gets locked.
Oh, wow.
We are probably less than a mile away from wherever Mark Maron locks his gates.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sorry, I just accidentally played some Burnus.
Are you watching Ernest?
I was just going to show you guys. Imagine this going down on you.
I mean,
not the photo I would have thought of, but.
Check out that mouth.
Well, look. Jim Varney hits hot.
I agree. Very talented man.
I'm realizing that I've never seen an Ernest movie, but I've seen so many covers of VHS tapes for Ernest.
Oh.
So I don't even know.
Honestly, pretty close.
You probably have the gist.
What's his character's deal?
He's stupid.
Well, he's
a dumb guy.
He started out in commercials. He was a commercial character was it for a car sale?
I don't know. It's like it would be like if the Geico Gecko got like multiple movies.
So the commercials came first?
Yeah.
I always thought the movies came first and then he got the commercials.
No, he came from the commercials, which is like a very
that's
pretty rare.
Honestly, downright inspirational.
Him and the caveman from Geico.
Yeah, sure. I was thinking about him the other day because there was a blind item that him and Freddie Mercury hooked up back in
Hot
the day.
Hot
fuck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Imagine that.
Yes.
You know what I mean.
Wow. I do know what you mean, Vern. I don't know what the fuck he was in a commercial for, but somehow his character was such a hit that they made a few movies.
Yeah.
Ernest Goes to Jail, Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah, Ernest Goes to Camp.
He goes to camp.
Saves
yes.
Christmas. He's either scared or saving things, usually.
Quite a franchise.
Yeah.
He's emotional.
He's got a range, you guys.
He's a poor man's poor man.
Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't let it get him down. He's very optimistic.
I mean, it felt like Joe Dirt was a ripoff of Ernest movies, right?
I love Joe
really?
Dirt.
Really?
No, I think so.
Was he supposed to be like Southern or like?
Yeah, he was kind of a Southern character, and he's speaking to the camera. You're playing the role of Vern.
Yes.
So I guess it already.
You are playing the role.
And you will be playing the role of Vern.
It sounds so weird when you say it.
But he's addressing camera.
So Vern is off screen.
Vern is the POV. Yeah. And Vern. And he's saying, you know what I mean, Vern to the camera.
This is interesting. It was created by the Nashville Advertising Agency, and then it worked on Coca-Cola, Chex, Taco John's. So he worked on, he was a creation of an ad company for different things.
What?
Wow.
Which doesn't happen.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
He's a multi.
Yeah. First Ernest commercial was filmed with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Huh.
Wow. Yeah. This is truly like a very batshit crazy American story. Yes. And I really want to go back to this Vern thing. Yes.
The Vern of it all.
The Vern of it all. I feel like never before or after in cinema was there... It was the audience assigned a character name.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, because usually they're breaking the fourth wall and they're talking to you, but they're not like, you are a character.
Yeah, you're Fernando.
Yeah, who was Vern? I'm sorry that you haven't seen Ernest. We're like talking
does
about.
Does he give context clues? Like Vern is a friend that maybe he's meeting up with?
It seems like an old friend, I think.
Yeah. But you, Vern, are like in this reality with him.
Yeah.
And so is it present and past tense? Like he's doing stuff, and then when he talks to camera, is he like, this is how it was?
No, it's all present tense.
So why is Vern there, though?
So off of Wikipedia. Off of Wikipedia.
Yeah, tell us what.
The rubber-faced Ernest, almost always dressed in a denim vest and baseball cap, appeared at the door of an unseen and unheard but seemingly unwilling neighbor named Vern.
So we live in Vern's house.
Yeah, we're Vern. Vern's
alone. Okay.
The spots were structured in a way to allow the viewer to be Vern.
Of course.
Ernest seemingly pointless conversations with Vern, which are actually just a monologue due to Vern never responding.
Wow, there's some meta shit going on here.
While Vern is never shown to ever say anything, it is implied that he finds Ernest to be an unwelcome pest.
How is it implied? I need to rewatch this.
I think
movie.
Because, like, well, yeah.
It's due to him trying to slam his door in Ernest in his face. And Vern also shakes his head no whenever Ernest invites him to do things. So, despite having good intention, Ernest is utterly oblivious to Vern's apparent distress and always regards Vern as his closest buddy and confidant.
Wow. I mean,
don't we all know an Ernest?
Yeah. You know an Ernest, and I feel like a Vern.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Here's the thing: if you don't know an Ernest, then you're the Vern.
Oh.
Or that's how it works.
There's lots of Ernest in stand-up comedy, right?
I mean, I feel that I'm both.
Oh, we're all someone's Ernest and someone's Vern.
I mean, the Vernest to Ern is a spectrum, you know? There's not a binary here between the two sides. There's also, so I didn't even remember this. There's like a whole section, I guess, like Jim Varney played different members of Ernest's family.
Yes, I remember him playing mom.
Yeah.
And stuff.
And there's also Ace Worrell, a fighter pilot who served in the army. It was his great uncle. And then Jennifer Worrell, Ernest's deceased first wife.
Wait,
he's got a dead first wife. What the fuck?
I don't love that.
I don't know how I feel.
A man
about.
Okay, now I don't like the Vern thing at all.
No, yeah.
Wait, why?
Because the dead first wife makes it creepy.
Wait, Vern has a dead wife or Ernest?
Ernest has a dead wife.
Yeah, but a guy who has a dead first wife who's played alongside his alive mother, who refers to an unforeseen character as Vern, is creepy.
No, you're making a thing.
This is like Pee-wee. It's just Pee-wee.
Pee-wee.
But with a dead wife.
Yes, Pee-wee becomes a totally different show with a dead wife.
It's actually a lot like Snoopy, I think.
Wait. Yeah.
Because he plays the Red Baron, right?
Yes.
He plays a World War I fighter pilot.
Oh, yeah. There's a dark background.
And he has cousins and siblings who
and
look
there's
like
kind
him.
Of the unseen adults. So
but
the
again,
adults are like Vern.
If one of those characters was a dead wife,
There is also another
I think
character.
There's lots of dead wives they're just not telling us about in the yeah. character.
Yeah, that's for sure. At least she's a part of it.
Does he play the dead wife, or yes. is she just alluded to?
Got it.
He plays her. He plays her. Also, he plays another character named Dingus Warhol.
Yeah.
Who is a potato. Whom Ernest says came over from the potato
fam
and went on to become a yam magnate.
This is like the most experimental avant-garde.
What year was this? When did this happen?
It's like 88 or something.
Oh, this is 80s.
It's like a kid. It was a kid's show, too. Yes. There's lots of things.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Imagine being able to be like, I'm going to have a character that's a potato and I'm playing it.
Absolutely.
Imagine your career going that way. Wouldn't it sound like you were getting pranked?
Because this wasn't, I mean... This advertising company made him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Ernest might have been a Groundlings character. Is that anywhere?
No, I don't
think so. It must have come from
right?
something.
I think so. He came from some kind of theater improv thing.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he made the choices. Like he was making the choice to be a potato.
Oh, he was a lone wolf by that point. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. Man, yeah, this is crazy.
Wow. Imagine like. The flow Ernest from verse. Progressive Lady, like if she got to have like her Mad Men moment.
I mean, I'm honestly shocked that there hasn't been a flow TV show yet.
Truly surprised.
Honestly, because honestly, real talk, Stephanie Courtney from The Groundlings is truly one of the most gifted comedic actresses I ever saw at The Groundlings.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
So, I mean, she was there at the same time as Kristen Wiig and they were like same level.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, because the corporation. These corporations, they don't want another Ernest. And so that's why you won't see a flow movie, because Progressive, if you want, there's plenty of people out there that want to make flow movies.
Right.
But they have to pay Progressive.
Right.
To get it.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mary's and usually you need the money from Progressive to make your movie.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Which is damn. What makes it extra fucked up.
I don't
money in movies.
Yeah. There were also three Ernest movies that were scheduled that were like reported to be in development that never happened.
Oh.
Ernest Spaced Out. It's him in space. Ernest and the Voodoo Curse. It's gonna be like a Raiders of the Lost Ark type thing. And then Ernest the Pirate, which was scheduled to shoot and then just never happened.
Oh, that was a lot to have in the tank
can. Yeah. And then, well, maybe like one of these companies got in.
We're going to get some CGI green. Ernest shit eventually, probably.
We're going to hologram Ernest?
Yeah. Damn. You know they will.
Yeah, they will.
I don't know. I think it might take a while to get to Ernest.
Still going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, eventually. I mean, hey, who knows? Like, these are pretty, I mean, I love these movies. Scared Stupid is legit, like, one of my favorite Halloween movies.
Me too. It's been a while. We should watch it.
I watched it since I was a kid, but I thought it was hilarious when I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, because it was, like, just it's scary enough in the right moments.
Yes.
That it was still fun, though. That troll is terrifying.
Yeah.
All goopy and gross.
And milk. It's all around milk.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
Anyway,
what else is going on?
Mary has a one-woman show.
It's true.
Tell us about it, me and Jack.
Okay, so have you guys ever seen the Martin Scorsese film, New York, New York?
No.
Actually, no.
No, what
That's
is it?
Not surprising. No one has. Have you ever seen the film, what's it called? It's a big famous one with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Star is Born.
Star is Born. You guys have seen Star is Born.
Yes. Yes.
Everyone has seen Star is Born.
Yes.
Star is Born and New York, New York are the same movie. So it's, you know, a girl from Schittsville, mm-hmm. and she gets discovered-ish by a bigger star type person. And then they fall in love. They get married. And then her star surpasses his. And then they break up. So... my play, Me and Jack, is just, you know, totally factual autobiography of my life with Jack Nicholson and, you know, how I sort of arose from a childhood as, you know, a vaudeville actor with my Irish immigrant family and came up from nothing. And eventually became a famous celebrity and wife of Jack Nicholson.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I don't want to ruin anything, but can I ask, does Jack discover you?
We meet at a gala, raising money for less fortunate galas.
And how is Jack portrayed? Is it a Vern thing? Is Jack the audience?
Jack is Vern. Vern is Jack.
So it's on a big screen, and there's a couple cutouts of his head that, like,
that talk.
Sort of like Tom Goes to the Mayor style animation.
Right.
I can't do it audio wise, but you see what my body is doing. So it's jilted movements, and my friends recorded all of the voiceover that I wrote in Jack Nicholson's voice.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
So I talk and then he talks.
How do you, because obviously it's in the moment. So how do you know when he talks? Because I'm doing a show too, and I was like, how do you figure that out?
Practice makes perfect, baby. Also, well, mostly I just get overwhelmed with, like, giving stuff to the tech person and being like, fingers crossed, don't mess it up.
Right.
So I've done it with, like, a million, like, audio cues for them to trigger. But I always get nervous that, like, I'll mess up, they'll mess up, or whatever. So by now, I've done it, and I wouldn't be able to have done this when I first wrote it, but now I have, like, a video that has, like,
the right pauses. Oh, cool. That's great.
How long does the show run?
I'm doing it twice in LA, and then TBD, I might do it more when I get home to NYC.
But you opened it here?
Oh, man. I've done it all over the globe. I did it, let's see, last year I did it in New York, Philly, Rochester, which is how I met Woody, our mutual friend.
Yeah, shout out to Woody Battaglia. Hey.
Hi, Woody.
Buffalo, Montana. I did in Montana. That was a weird place to do it. A lovely place to go to, but a weird place to do it.
Yeah.
And then I went to Edinburgh.
So you did the whole Fringe Festival there?
I did the whole
Fringe.
How was
it? Tell me. I want to do it next year.
It was really fun. You should go. You should do it. Everyone should.
Sorry. Whatever. I can ask you about this later. But what's the process of applying? Like, what do you do? You just tell them what you have?
It's confusing. And you have to ask people what they did. And it doesn't make sense until you get there. That's where I was.
That's how I like. Last year. That's how I like things.
Sure. So, so I had some friends that had done it through, like, production companies, and I was like, how does that work? And then, like, manager, agent people were like, so you need to get a really good tape and send it to the companies, and we can't really give you the names of the companies right now, but just trust us, get a good tape. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what are you talking about? And so then I was talking to Chris Gethard about it, and he you know, the DIY king he is, he was like, no, you don't want to go with the companies. You want to do free Fringe. And I was like, what is that? So then he told me that basically shows at Fringe are, there's paid shows and free shows. But to a Fringe attendee, there's no discernible difference. Like, you're all listed in the same calendar, same books and everything. So there's not really a disadvantage to doing it free, other than, like, if you do it paid, you might do it at one of, like, a popular venue.
Yeah, I've heard that you're able to get, like, reviews and stuff, and it might be a little bit more prestigious or something.
Right. So you can still get reviews and stuff, but it's just easier when you're at, like, a name brand venue.
Gotcha.
Right.
Has Jack Nicholson heard about your show?
I don't think so.
Hasn't reached out quite yet.
What's the deal with Jack Nicholson? Like, did you always love him?
What's the deal with Jack Nicholson?
That's a very loaded question.
So I don't even remember how this began, but it was just a thing with me and a couple of my mutual friends. You know, we comedians, we do these bits.
Oh my God. Goofs, bits.
Love a bit.
So I don't remember how it began, but a long running thing with me and my friends was, you know, meet up and, hey, what's up? How are you? What's going on? And how are things with Jack? But, like, but, like, really, how are... And my friends would ask me, well, it was just very demented. They would ask me sort of in the tone of, like, they are worried about me dating someone that I don't seem to realize is, like, fucked up. And then I would give, like, a long detailed what me and Jack were up to this weekend, which would illustrate that, like, I was in distress, but thinking, like, oh, but he's a good guy.
I mean, that sounds like what dating Jack Nicholson would be like.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what a lot of dating is.
That's hilarious. I love that, though. Like, it really... It's so fun to bring that to, like, this level, to, like, make it into a show. And take that kernel of an idea and be like, fuck it, I'm going to, like, do something
with
this.
That's great.
Very fun. But you must do free fringe or paid fringe, whatever you feel. So I would recommend, I think none of them are open yet, but some of the free fringe places are opening soon. Mm. They tend to open in November. And you just fill out a, my name's this, my show will be this. Maybe you
send. Did you send a tape or not? No,
I didn't. I just sent a description and
cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. So yeah, so for people to know, it's a festival in Scotland where you do the show every day for a month. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did that feel like?
Oh, I really liked it. It was so fun. Well, I feel like I had just, it's just very easy to get annoyed at like show business and comedy in New York or LA. Yeah, there's just like so much bullshit and nonsense.
Yeah, you're really getting back to the core of what it is.
Why
is,
like, do it?
Mm-hmm. Being like performing all the time and being around like so many inspiring things.
Yeah.
And also like you like bark people into your show. So just every single day there's tons of people and you say, come to my show, come to my show, come to my show. This is what it's like. And they're like, yeah, it sounds fun. I'll go. Mm-hmm. And then every day there's people that come to your show and they like it. Like in New York, if I'm doing a big show, I feel like I get stressed out about like, oh, all my friends came to my last one, so they probably won't come to this one. And
it's the worst. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So it really takes off a lot of like anticipatory pressure.
Than your friends, it turns out.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like a never ending flow of people that will come to your show and won't get sick of you. And they'll always have like a novelty of, oh, this cool new thing I just discovered.
Yeah.
So I really liked it. Some people have the opposite experience and hate Fringe, but I thought it was really, really fun, and I think everyone should go.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds great. That
sounds amazing.
All right, I'm booking my tickets. We'll be right back in a second.
Hey, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Mary Houlihan.
Hello.
Yeah.
We're going to ask you some hard-hitting cues.
Nice. Yeah.
And you're going to say your A's. All right. I don't know what the fuck this is. I found on Reddit. It's a MySpace. So, you know MySpace, which I just got I logged into my old Yahoo email and I had was something like, someone's trying to connect with you on MySpace. And
oh
I was
my
like,
God.
Who is it
now?
I don't know, but I didn't even know I still had one. I thought I got rid of it.
Whatever.
I think that's like an elephant graveyard.
Yeah.
MySpace. Elephant like graveyard internet stuff is like kind of gnarly to think about.
Yeah. I know.
Really?
What does it mean?
Like, I mean, you know, someone's going to be able to develop a program that's like, find me everything Barbara Gray.
Oh, yeah.
Did.
I'm terrified. My live journal. I don't need any.
Oh, I deleted my live journal a couple years ago.
Mine's out there.
Yeah.
DJ Novak fan live journals.
What?
DJ Novak from The Office. I made
we
a
know
fan of
live journal?
Yeah. We know who that is. We didn't know about the live journal.
I love how you thought that's the part we were confused about. Who's DJ Novak?
No, we know that. Haven't heard the rest.
like people would make groups for like things they're fans of, and that's what I made.
Nice, that's amazing.
Normal. I would have made a French tour one, I'm sure, if I had made one when I was younger. So
okay, so these are like MySpace questions, like a MySpace survey.
Mm-hmm. So we get ready.
Ready.
Okay.
What's your material obsession?
My material obsession, that's just like a thing that I like,
I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. My material obsession is Paper?
Paper? I don't know. Give us more detail.
What kind of paper?
Well, I make paintings for people. So often I'll go to the art supply store and I'll get a bunch of like 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper in different colors that speak to me.
Mm. Ooh, nice. I love
this. Okay, this makes sense.
It sounds really relaxing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds like a fun errand to run.
It is. I like it.
What do you paint in?
Acrylic.
I like it. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay, first celebrity crush.
Balto.
Oh, Balto,
that
dog?
Took me a second. I was like, Balto.
I know. I was like, wait, Balto. And I was like, oh, I agree.
Also, unlike your obsession, that came right out.
I tweeted this the other day when all that weird fucking T.I. hymen shit was happening.
Oh.
But I was like, yeah, most of us fucking broke our hymen when we got a crush on a cartoon animal.
Yeah.
Balto's hot.
He is. Look at him.
Wow, he is.
Yeah.
He's an attractive dog.
Forgot all about Balto.
Is it like his body language?
Yeah.
It's that face. He's got like
like rugged. Not...
Sly face.
He's rugged. He looks like he like cares about you. I don't know.
Yeah, there's like a girl Balto, and he's nice to her.
The bar is so low.
What are you guys for celebrity crushes? Oh no, Tess.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
I don't know if I can't remember like first. I'm going to go with Paul McCartney. This is the first one I got.
Oh, that's a good one.
Paul.
Jim Carrey, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
First. I don't know about first because I just have always had a crush on everyone, but like I remember one of my early like young crushes was on the lead singer of Soul Asylum.
Wow.
Is this like some of your brother listened to?
No, I love... Are you kidding? Runaway Train? I thought that was such a good song.
Runaway Train. Never
back. Because I didn't have cable, and that summer I was allowed to watch MTV all summer, so I was really obsessed with Runaway Train and that Blind Melon song.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still
so, yeah. I used to jerk it to the lead singer of Soul Asylum.
Wow.
So
like, I had a crush on the girl in the bee costume.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that a celebrity crush even though?
I think so.
Yeah.
She's a celeb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to
the bee costume?
She is. If you say it, a lot of people would know what you mean.
That's true.
Yeah. The Soul Asylum guy.
Yeah.
This is a good array. I feel like all of our celebrity crushes would have a fun time hanging out together.
I think so.
For sure. Definitely.
Paul and the Soul Asylum guy could sing together. Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey and Balto could play fetch.
Yeah, they definitely they could both share two ends of a bone together.
He can be the detective if Balto goes missing.
Oh my God. Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What did Balto do? I don't remember. I don't think I saw it.
Oh, he pulled a sled.
Ooh, yeah.
He pulled a sled rugged? And there's a statue of him.
Oh, yeah.
Strong.
I mean, I do remember liking like Aladdin and stuff, but I don't know if it qualified as like a crush. Handsome. Crush.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've talked about it here before, but I did have a crush on E.T. as a very young kid.
Ew.
And then... Okay, Balto. Ew.
I think E.T. it's a terrific story. I hate the way E.T. looks, and even more, I hate his voice. Revolting.
Whoa! Hard disagree.
Damn.
Hard disagree.
It's so unbelievable.
Cute. To say if I could just have an E.T. in overalls walking around my house, I would be so stoked. Do you not like hairless cats?
I like them better than E.T. visually. I like E.T.'s personality better than hairless cats.
He is creepy. I mean, he's got a creepy voice.
But it's really so endearing.
Not for everyone.
He's got that little, you know, that little finger with the tip on it.
Yeah. He's like compassionate.
I feel like it's bad. It's a bad design, and that's kind of what I like about it. Like, the movie is good. The movie's a good story, a good script. But, like, the character...
He does look like a little turd.
The character is, like...
No, he's like very, if a monkey like, fucked a hairless cat.
No, he's, like, Star Wars Episode 1 type, like, Jar Jar Binks kind of person, but, like, with a good script.
Whoa, wow.
not adhering to this.
Wow.
Shit.
Damn.
I won't compare E.T. to Jar Jar.
I don't know who did. Somebody photoshopped a microphone into his hand. Like he's a stand up comic.
He's got big eyes.
Look at him.
Oh, he's cuter than I remember.
He is a little cute.
He's really cute. Mm-mm.
I'm just thinking when I think of E.T., I think of his little creepy body when they find it in the river. That's what I'm sorry.
That is the first movie that like I cried.
That's traumatizing. Yeah.
Oh, it's very traumatizing.
And that was back when I was eating meat, so I must have been really young. And I remember I was like, when is he going to turn brown like a hot dog again? Because we were having hot dogs for dinner that night. So upsetting. Aww,
I always think of M&M's whenever I
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces is what it is. Yeah. Yeah,
that like set off their entire. Yeah. They weren't popular before that.
That like changed product placement, I think.
Whoa.
No, completely. Like on that celebrity tour that I took, which could be false.
Yeah, yeah.
He was. I don't know why we were talking about E.T., but he was talking about how Reese's Pieces like totally blew up after that, and they because Eminem didn't want it. They didn't want the gig.
Damn, Eminem!
We don't want our hands on
you're too good for this.
Wow.
Little did they know.
Damn.
Wait, I had a go. Oh, what makes an awesome party?
Ooh, an awesome party is people that make you feel comfortable and good lighting.
That's a good answer.
Good lighting is so key.
Yeah.
I have many strangers' homes just straight up turned off lights because I didn't like what was going on.
Mm-hmm. I like that Barb comes into a party and is just like, nope, this is how the party works. Like, you're always right.
Yeah. DJ, I'll get to you
it's
in a second.
Right, usually.
Yeah.
Well, you like the party Todd Glass. He does it at comedy clubs.
Yes. Because it's
I had a very long conversation with him about this.
Certain people aren't cognizant of it.
No.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
Well, they don't get that it makes it better. It's like, it seems annoying, but then once you do it, Todd Glass and I had a party about this. We had a big talk about it. The only time I ever talked to him, we talked for like 3 hours about lighting.
Wow.
And he was talking about how he went to a party and like everyone was, I don't know, whatever. He turned out some lights on someone's porch because it was just like too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And everyone was like, oh my God, that's so much better. But the chick whose party was pissed, she started turning them back.
Lights.
She started putting them back in and everyone was like, no, don't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a very annoying thing to do and person to be. And I understand that.
But it does
help.
Yeah, party. Exactly.
I've done it at work. Like, because I'll see people trying to get dance parties started. I work at, you know, there's a big event space and the lighting's like not great. For partying, you know, to get people dancing, and I'll just go in there and like turn off a light and like leave.
You're like the lighting fairy godmother.
Absolutely.
I am. I'm making your party better.
Hell yeah. Let's see.
What sport do you hate the most?
Probably football.
Oh. Mm. The usual concussion reasons? Or?
It's just a snooze. Mm. There's so much to dislike, but I think the big thing is just that the game itself is a snooze. I think maybe if you are like putting yourself in their shoes and imagining like, oh, the hitting and the like
your Vern. I think maybe that's the Vern of the game.
Exciting.
They probably all see a Vern because they've been hitting the head so much.
Yeah. But just like mechanically, the game is just like moving slowly.
Oh, right.
Moving slowly.
And like then the 15 other seconds does take slowly. A good 7 minutes.
Yeah.
I think I didn't like football. I don't really love football, but the only thing that made me start liking football was when I played Madden on like Super Nintendo. Because I learned the rule. I didn't know the rules before. And I was like, what the fuck is anything? And so I like figured out what was happening. And so I can enjoy it more now, but it's definitely not.
Yeah. There are still, I watch football. I usually watch the Eagles game with Sean every Sunday. He's like one of those like all day, every day. You know, it's always on. And like, there are still so, I swear to God, guys, I've been 6-7 years watching football every Sunday. And every other person watching, they'll be like, how is that not horse mask? And they just literally say, and they all know what that means. And I'm like, I've never heard of this call. And like, I don't know if there's a rule book that comes out of here, but his other friend will be like, yeah, since last year they decided that if you didn't put your foot in before you get it, then it's not horse mask.
Then the hokey pokey is out.
Yeah, and I'm like, how do you guys retain all of this?
It's impressive, honestly.
Absolutely.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you like watch every single game, then you're listening to the announcers for 3 hours straight, like make conversation and be like, well, yeah, so, you know, ever since the horse mask thing.
That's true.
So I think just if you watch it regularly.
Yeah, that must be it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah,
what do you guys think most boring sport?
To watch?
Yeah.
Definitely golf.
Oh, yeah, I hate watching golf.
I can enjoy golf a
little
bit.
You like watching golf?
It's another one of those ones where I somehow like understood it one day. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just, my grandparents on one side, we would go over their house and they would be watching golf and they'd be like, just you guys just go outside. But if the weather was bad, we just have to watch golf with them quietly inside.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I hate it for that reason.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Golf for sure. Yeah. That's definitely it. I don't think it's boring, but I think like I haven't had that moment with basketball because I've never actively watched a basketball game, and I'm like, I see how this is probably, if you know what the fuck is happening and what and who to follow or how to follow it, I'm sure this is like very fun to watch.
I will say basketball is probably one of the easiest, like if you started watching basketball within three games
for sure,
pretty much like know what was going on.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. Yeah, I'm not gonna do it, but it makes sense. Yeah,
I think basketball is one of the more quick moving ones, but still, it's like, again, a minute can take like a million years.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but, I mean, honestly, baseball is the only sport I like watching because I also like played it. So I feel like I'm more engaged in like, you know, like I know the rules so much better. And it's also like casual. You don't have to be paying attention to like every moment.
Yeah.
I think it's more conversational, like more passive, except for those moments where it's like really tense in a fun way.
That's for sure my favorite sport to watch.
Yeah, without a doubt. Okay, weirdest eBay purchase. Ever get anything weird on eBay?
Oh my God, I've used eBay so infrequently. So the only thing I can even remember getting on it is G-Unit sneakers.
Sick.
When was that?
Last year.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
That's good. I haven't been on eBay for a long time. This is obviously a MySpace thing because it's
But are people not using eBay?
Not that much. I don't think much.
I used it. Oh, I just sold a bunch of weird like K-pop stuff that I got from working at Pop-Up Shop.
Yeah.
And, like,
but I think it's for that. Like, people still use it, but I think there's so many other things that have popped up that are, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm honestly surprised I'm not addicted to eBay. I should be. It's amazing because it has everything.
Yeah. You can find anything.
But everything has everything now.
Yeah, but eBay has like everything. Like, Amazon has everything like, oh, I need like a musical toothbrush. But eBay has like, I need a 1975 AC/DC shirt, slightly used. Like, right, it's like a vintage store that has everything.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Remember in college, when I was a senior, I don't remember when it was, but I had a couple of friends that I just randomly like bought jackalopes for and just like had it shipped to their houses.
Jackalopes?
There was the like a taxidermy.
Like mounted?
Like a mounted like a rabbit with like the antlers on it.
Yeah.
And just like had them sent without my name on them to a couple of different
That's great. Oh my God.
It's pretty fun.
Did they ever mention it?
No. I don't think they have any idea.
I would pass out if I got an anonymous jackalope.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it was pretty fun. I love doing shit like that. Me and my friends in high school, we used to sign up like random people. Like people from our high school we didn't know, we'd sign them up for like Delia's catalogs, but like under the name Seymour Butts, but like to their address.
Oh yeah,
did that all the time. So I wasted so much paper in Delia catalogs.
The Delia's catalog really used to be something.
Oh my God, yeah,
it's all back. Dolls Kill has all that shit now.
Wow, I don't know if I actually want to wear Delia's anymore, but
I would just like to see the catalog.
Rush, that sounds better than
the rush of looking through it. I remember the first time I saw Delia's store, I was like, I need to see it in person.
No, it was such a good catalog.
The catalog was great.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that thing.
And everything was like priced where it's like, I could maybe get this, but you didn't. Oh.
Yeah. It was just enough to be like, I could wear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the dresses were like girls' names, like the Jessica dress.
Yeah.
The Chloe dress.
Yeah. They had a very good thing going.
Oh, I love Delia's. And like the three dresses I got from there, I treasured.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Delia, an actual Delia's purchase. Like I still have a vest that is a Delia's vest. That I take care of.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
It's like a puffy vest. It's like brown and it has like a...
Like a few stripes.
Like dark aqua, like a mustard yellow and like a kind of bluish, hunterish green on the outside and then a big hood on it. It's really, really good.
Incredible.
It's a really good... Yes.
Okay, wait, this is a good one. You suddenly have to flee the country and adopt an alias. What is it?
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry to tell you this news, but you have to do it right now.
This is horrible news.
GTFO.
Bridget O'Connell.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a good name.
Yep. And I'd move to Ireland.
Yeah. Mm.
Fit right in.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
Somebody asked me to, I don't know why, I'm acting in something next week, and he was like, make up a name for the character, and it's a Hollywood agent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I said Janet Flim.
That's good. Flim is really good.
Yeah. I was like, this feels good. Janet feels like an agent.
Yeah. I trusted Janet with my affairs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. You get in my bank account.
I mean,
Janet.
She's not actually trustworthy, but she pretends she is.
That's all that matters.
Real flim flam chill. Lady.
That's what about good. You guys?
First thing that popped in my head was Brittany Murphy.
Available.
It's, yeah, exactly. Like, nope, that's that would not be a good one.
I have a fake ID that says Brittany Murphy. You can use it.
Yeah.
Really? No.
Perfect. My name is Brittany Murphy. I look like my friend.
Yeah. And the signature on this is Tess Barker because I didn't think to sign.
Oh my God. All right, Tess. So we've got Brittany O'Connell. No, wait. What was it?
Bridget O'Connell.
Bridget. Yeah.
Oh, it's a Bridget O'Connell.
Janet Flim. Brittany Murphy. This is the new Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess I'll say my first thought was like Zsa Zsa Red.
Yeah. My first thought.
So my first, I'm just spitballing right here. Zsa Zsa Red.
I think because I thought Zsa Zsa and I'm looking at something.
Uh-huh. This is a real Mrs. Doubtfire moment for you. Doubtfire?
I just got busted doubtfiring.
It's okay. It's an on-the-spot question. You know, that's what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
When all else is in doubt.
Doubtfire.
Veronica Pez is my name.
Glam C Cave? That was bad.
You got drag queen.
All right, let's do one more.
Okay. What's something most people would consider an insult, but you enjoy having said about you?
Ooh, that's a good cue. Let me think. I can't think of one. I can't think of something that someone said to me that I like you're and like, people think is rude.
You're like, why'd you tell me that? But I love it.
I guess it doesn't have to be something that's actually been said to you, though, but that most people would think is an insult.
Yeah.
I think I'll say one. I got one. Uh-huh. Because, like, okay, I will. Obviously, Ellen DeGeneres is friends with George W. Not great. Not a good thing.
Not great.
This is separate from that. I'm curious to see where this is.
This is separate from
that. Can't wait.
But when people talk about how she is, like, not a great, but she's, like, kind of mean and stuff, I honestly don't care. Because I'm like, I don't know. There's a lot of guys out there who are assholes, and they did what they had to do to get there. It's not a big deal to me. I think if someone said I was a dick in that kind of way, I don't know that I would.
Right.
I don't want to be like abusive to people, obviously.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
That's how I feel when I get defensive about Hillary Clinton.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, she probably is an asshole.
Yeah, and that's that's my thing, is I'm like, and so what? Like, you have to be a dick sometimes. I'm sorry.
Right.
You
know? Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of my mine.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, okay.
It is a hard question.
I wouldn't mind if people said I was friends with George W.
I love going to brunch with war criminals. It's great. I bet some people think I'm anal retentive, and I actually think that just means I get shit done and I'm detail oriented, so I have no problem with that.
Yeah. Also, I do think this is a thing. We don't have to be like, what do people think about me?
No.
Yeah. For sure.
I think it's like any quality that
you like know is in yourself that you're like, well, that's me.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Oh, I just thought of a quality that my friends don't like about me. Is when other people gossip, I'm the person that's like, guys, come on.
Mary!
Guys, come on.
You are?
I mean...
It's good.
If someone is a fucking asshole and the gossip is more like, can you believe this person told me to fuck off the other day? That really hurt my feelings. Yeah. For sure, go off, queen. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
But when people are just like... There's just like something like a... about her.
Right.
Oh,
I'm
like,
that's... this is just like toxic and weird and like, why are you bringing this up?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. I feel... that is a very rare quality.
It's rare and it's admirable. I feel like it's, to at least to me, like fairly inevitable. So you may as well do it in small doses and get it out of your system and like know when to cut it off. Like, I think it's
you can definitely be, go too far, for sure.
Consumed by and can become very negative and toxic. But I'm also like, there's a part of me that's like, I feel like if it's like, in small, moderate doses, a little like letting off. I'm trying to think. There's lots of things that people can say negative about me, or that I'm trying to think. Fuck. I mean, I guess that, I mean, yeah, Sean, I think, like, does, like, I would say, like, is, like, critical of, like, I'm a little spacey. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, like, I'm, like, one not to remember to lock the door or the what have you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I won't say that I, it troubles me.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm thinking about other shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I think the thing is that it comes along with. That you like are very creative and like busy and thinking about shit. So it's not like there's obviously a positive that comes with these things that someone might be annoyed with.
Yeah, it seems like a side effect to the drug that is my bullshit. So I can't say I'm like beating myself up, but I'm just like, yeah, that's me. Like he'll be like, you left the back door open, and I'm like, sorry.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Dogs are here.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. My house is locked.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
All of us really had a moment. I was like, wait, we don't need to. Let's all think about things people don't like about us.
It's great. We're just going to, we'll be right fucking back.
Back on Lady to Lady, the podcast. I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Mary Houlihan.
Hello.
And we're going to solve all of your problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eventually, over the course of the podcast.
Hell yeah. If you have a lady problem, send them to ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Hey, ladies. I'll start by saying I love your podcast. It's one of the best parts of my week. Y'all are such amazing women. I visit LA a lot. I'm coming back in early December, and hopefully if the timing is right, we'll be taking my mom to one of your shows. She loves you girls too.
Yay.
Aw, it's cute. So my lady problem is this. I think I'm becoming a crazy cat lady. I have a 5-month-old kitten named Jasmine who I'm completely in love with. Mm. Whenever I'm not working or out at the gym, I'm home with Jasmine playing and snuggling with her. She's never alone for more than 4 hours at a time. I go home during lunch to see her. I hardly ever go out with my friends anymore, and if I do, I go out for 2 hours max and then leave because I spend the whole time worrying about my kitty. My boyfriend is also sick of just hanging out at my place with me and my cat, especially because there's not anything to do at my place except fuck, talk, or play with the cat.
Sounds like you're saying that about the cat.
Nothing to do at my place that fuck, talk, or play with the cat, which is great, but I understand it can get boring. I have Wi-Fi and TV free house, so no entertainment options besides me and my cat. LOL. Damn. Anyway, I know you ladies are loving pet owners, so how do you keep a balance between work, social life, and hanging out with your pets? I've had Jasmine for almost 3 months. Is this just a phase that will go away after we've been together longer? My anxiety has improved after the first month. I used to cry whenever I had to leave her for an hour, but I still worry a lot. I want to give her all the time, love, and attention she deserves, but I also want to make time for my friends and boyfriend. Any advice you have would be helpful.
I mean, my first reaction usually would be like, no, you're not, but this is getting into...
It's a little intense.
Maybe unhealthy territory.
For sure.
Yeah, but I certainly understand
Absolutely.
The impulse to always want to hang out with your pet.
Mm-hmm.
They're better than most people.
Yes.
It's at your house.
Absolutely.
Your house and your pet have a lot going for them.
Yeah.
I think in the way I almost would give you the same advice that I give people who like adopt a shelter dog that has separation anxiety, which is like gradually get used to more and more time.
Yeah.
So if you're having a hard time with like 2 hours, like challenge yourself for a week to do like 2.5 hours and see how long you can like build. I think you will just get used to it. And like also like... Cats are very self-sufficient animals. Like,
yeah,
you know, I think like I totally understand that worrying part, especially like your first pet that you have on your own that isn't like a family pet.
Oh yeah.
I think it's totally natural to like worry about
them. Of course.
Them.
For sure.
But
the reality is cats are very chill and she's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And a cat kind of like wants a lot of alone times. So they can just like lick their butthole and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Cats love that shit.
Yeah.
As opposed to dogs.
Yeah. Well, it's easier for a cat to do it. They're more flexible.
I think... And also, it's a little, you know, you're not hanging out with your friends as much. Like, that's just, I just don't think it's goodwill for your relationships to kind of, like, set the standard of, I understand, it is new, but you have to kind of realize that, you know, if your friend was doing that to you, you might be a little, like, annoyed with it.
Yeah.
For sure.
And also, like, no matter what, your cat hit the, like, jackpot.
Yeah.
You're doing, obviously, this is a very spoiled happy cat. So, like, give yourself permission to, like, let go a little bit. Because, like, you're not going to fuck it. Like, the cat's doing great.
No, you're fine. Nothing's going
to
be.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's different. Its life is not going to be that much changed by you coming back 2 hours later than you usually do or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Do you have any pets or anything?
I don't have any pets. And I think she should keep it up. No changes. I think maybe hang out with your friends more. But I think, I mean, I don't know you. I don't know your situation. But TBH, what really spoke to me is that you don't have Wi-Fi or TV. And so I think you just have more time to focus on. I guess I'm probably hanging out with my cat a lot.
Interesting.
But I think this is just normal for someone that isn't on the fucking internet all the time.
Wow, that's a really interesting point of view, because if people were quite honest with themselves, mm-hmm. they could replace cat with internet in this problem. And if they were being honest, it would be true for many people.
Yeah.
That's a very astute observation, actually.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking a lot just about, I really, like, in the last year, been, like, even... I had this like heightened sort of, not that I've done anything about it, but this heightened awareness for what a time suck the internet is.
Yeah, it sucks.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're right. That's what's missing. It's not too much cat. It's just the perfect amount of internet.
Because
you still have it on your phone.
Yeah, exactly. That's interesting that it's like, I wonder if you would be, are you completely, is it TV? Could you rent a movie to watch with your boyfriend at your house to like have like an activity there? Or are you just like no screens at all?
She says Wi-Fi and TV free house.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, she's got the, you know, yeah. So your cat is your TV and your Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. The hours make sense then.
If we're okay.
No, you flip it around. It does make sense.
Well, go out and about with your boyfriend and your friends.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, you could be one of those people who gets the backpacks that cats sit in. I don't fucking know.
I mean, that would be, that's actually not a bad idea.
You could give it a shot.
Take the cat on the road with you.
Yeah.
I saw a cat on a hike in Griffith Park a couple
what?
Of ago. This cat was on a hike and happy about it.
On a leash?
On a leash, on a harness, and was wearing a fucking tuxedo.
What?
This is a great cat.
What have you said?
I tweeted about it. I don't usually tweet while I'm hiking, but I had to tell everyone.
No, you got to.
Yeah.
Did you get a photo?
No.
This cat's trying to get a deal or something.
Maybe, but it was like we were just in an isolated section.
Was it just like a little, like, what kind of cat?
It was a tabby cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Tabby cat and a tuxedo on a hike. So, I mean,
wow.
I think that's great. Take the cat out on the town. If the cat's into it,
most cats are not, but you can give it a shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we were trying to get Buddy certified to be a therapy dog to go into hospitals, a woman in our class, most people had dogs, but she had a cat, and it was really cute. She was like, I came here because he just really loves people, and we don't have a lot of options at home for him to meet people, so I thought he should become a therapy cat.
Aww.
It was really cute.
That's so cute.
What a good cat.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I've got two cats, and Archie's very, very, like, attached to me, but, and so I do feel guilty. It's not like, you know, we all do when you leave our pets. It's like, you feel bad, and when I, you know, he's always, like, around me, but you have to just kind of know that, like, I always know, even in the back of my mind when I'm, like, freaked out, I'm like, I haven't seen him for a minute. I hope he's okay. Literally, I get back and it's just the same shit. Nothing ever changes. I get back and he's totally fine.
It's hard not to put a lot of people stuff on your pets Yeah. But you need to remember that it is still an animal. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that animal will be fine.
If they get their basic needs met, yes. they're probably going to be okay in for a little while. Obviously not forever.
Yeah, but. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Like they can spend an extra hour, you know, or whatever at home. They're good.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that's like your main focus right now is the part about you go out for a couple hours and you're spending the whole time worried.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that's just be conscious of it and like kind of do what you can to counterbalance that.
Also, if you're worried about it having companionship, I mean, you know, get another one. Then yeah. you'll be home.
She's obviously going to get. Are you kidding?
Yeah, this is definitely going to be two cats. Not that much longer.
That was a surprise at the question that.
Yeah, because cat lady.
There wasn't multiple cats. Yeah. I kept waiting for the reveal.
My boyfriend is now a cat.
No reveal here.
Yeah. You guys in your future lady problems, if you can include a reveal.
Just kept waiting for the other cat to drop.
That's just land on its feet.
A lady with a cat. That's not a cat.
Yeah,
lady.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a little buddy for it eventually. That'll make you feel a lot better because they like to, you know, entertain each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if you are a dog person, get a dog that's friends with cats because dogs get you out of the house. Cats keep you in and dogs get you out.
Yeah.
Yes, but dogs have to go to the bathroom outside, so you can't be gallivanting with your friends for hours and hours like you can with a cat.
You can't, but she's not anyway.
Okay.
I mean, yeah,
you
dogs.
Getting you outside is a closer chance to getting to seeing your friends.
Yeah, because you can take your dog to a bar with you that has like a patio or like brunch. Like you can do a decent number of things with your dog. Mm-hmm. And everybody loves a dog.
That's true.
Everyone loves a cat too, but yeah. But yeah, dogs are definitely like much more work, but I feel like she's not at the gallivanting stage.
Nah.
We're trying to get over 2 hours here.
Yeah.
I will say, like, you know, you did a lot of good stuff in this email. There was no picture of the kitten, which...
Oh. No, she did follow up.
Wait, she did?
No, but there's a second email with it. Hold on, let me find it.
I would like to see this picture of
Crazy
Jasmine.
Cat lady.
I was about to get really mad.
Okay, wait. Let me get them loaded. Oh, it's a cute cat.
Oh, I
got it. I bet it's a really cute cat.
Aww. Oh, my God. Classic pose.
Yeah.
It's a little tabby. Is that that's a tabby, right?
It's a tabby, right? Yeah.
It's like a... I don't know what colors those even are.
It's kind of like a dirty blondish.
It's like a brown. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Little
belly.
Tiger
guy.
He's very cute. Jasmine. Very cute. I would rub that belly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on the cuteness of your cat.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very cute cat.
Mary, where can people find stuff about you on the internet, information about your show?
Well, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mary Hooley, H-O-U-L-I-E. I have a Tumblr with links to stuff, maryhoolahan.tumblr.com. I got a YouTube. Just look up my name and you'll find it. And that's that, babe. That's that.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. We'll find
out. Go see her show. It sounds absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Totally awesome. Hell yeah.
And Jack Nicholson, if you're listening, you know, let us know what
honestly.
You think about it.
Oh, and watch Joe Pera Talks With You Season 2 in December. My paintings are in it.
Oh, awesome.
Yay. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. All right. Well, we're going to head over to the... old top secret session for you patrons. Come follow us over there. And the rest of you guys, we'll talk to you next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.